Today's shiur is Masechta Menachos, Daf Tzadik Aleph, and we will begin on Daf Tzadik Aleph, Amud Aleph, six lines from the top, Amamar. We had learned in our previous shiur a lengthy braisa, where the braisa had taught us the halacha of when is there a chiyuv, by which kabbanis, the Mishnah and the braisa taught us by which kabbanis is there a halacha of Mechus Nesachim, the Mechus Nesachim have to accompany the carbon, and when not. Amamar, and we have learned in the Braisa, Toyda Menayim, that how do we know that there's a Chiyuv of Mechus Nesachim by a carbon Toyda? So the Braisa taught us, because the Torah says, Tamaloyma Oy Zevach, so we learn from the word Oy, that there's an obligation to bring Mechus Nesachim together with the carbon Toyda. Ask the Gemara, Ota Toyda Lav Zevachu, is a toida not a carbon? And therefore the Gemara asks, since a toida is a carbon, so just like all kabbanas have an obligation of mechus nesachim, so too does the carbon toida. And therefore, the Gemara's question is, why do we have to have a special limud that the carbon toida has to have mechus nesachim? Answers the Gemara, itzrich. Sakadat the chamina. We would think, hoil v'ikal lechem b'hadar, since the carbon toida, as we've learned so many times, has to have lachme toida accompany it, 40 chalas, 10 times 4, 4 types, 10 of each. Of each one is given to the kohen, and the other 9 are eaten by the owners. So therefore we would think, loy tabay nechasachin, that's why the Torah has to teach us specifically that the carbon toida as well has to have the nechasachin. So there are many different ways that the Rishonim explain what the Gemara is saying. The simplest way, is the Mefarshim say, is because since the Toida, as we just learned, has to have Nesachim accompany it, so we would think that the Chalas take the place of the Nesachim. That's what the Torah has to teach us, that no, there's still an obligation to bring Mechus Nesachim together with the Carbon Toida. And even though, as we know, as we just said, the lachme toida are eaten by the kohanim, are eaten by the owners, and this and the nesachim are completely burnt on the mizbeach. We know there's a concept of kohanim oichlim or balam miskaper, and therefore we would assume that the kohanim's eating is as good as the mizbeach's eating, and therefore there's no need for nesachim. That's what the Torah has to say specifically, that there's a chiyuv mechus nesachim still by the carbon toida. That's one approach that I saw in the Rishonim. Another approach that I saw in the Rishonim is that since the carbon mincha, as we're learning, is unique in its obligation to bring lachmi toida, so since it has this unique obligation, we would think that it's a different type of carbon altogether, and therefore even though all other kabbanas have a chiyuv to bring minchas nesachim, a carbon toida is considered in a totally different category and has no chiyuv of minchas nesachim. That's what the Torah has to speak about, the carbon toida being in the same category as all other kabbanas. Another approach that I saw in the Karen Ira is that we know that the Torah speaks about Kol Dov V'Shohei V'Klal, something that was in the category of all other Kabbanis, the Yotzim V'Klal, and leaves that category. Loi L'Lamer Al Atzma Yotzo. It doesn't go separated. The Torah doesn't separate it. Yat Yochel Achzir El Chloloi. It cannot be included in the category, in the general category, Atsh Yachzirena Kosov the Farish, until the Torah does so. And therefore, since the Torah, as we've been learning, separates, distinguishes the carbon toida with having this obligation to bring lachmi toida, so it's a dover chadash, and therefore we don't include it together with all other kabbanas until the Torah does so with the words that we're learning, oy zevach, that the carbon toida also has to have minchas nesachim. Another approach, which as we said in our previous year, is a fundamental issue in discussing this entire subject of Mechus Nesachim, is that We know there's a question, is the Mechus Nesachim an obligation connected to the carbon, or is the Mechus Nesachim an obligation connected to the individual? That, do we say that the carbon has to be accompanied with Mechus Nesachim, or is Pshat that the person who obligates himself and is obligated to bring a carbon is also obligated to bring Mechus Nesachim? If we say that it's an obligation connected to the carbon, says the Bris Gerov, that unlike the Mechus Nesachim, which is connected to the carbon, the Lachmei Toida are certainly an obligation on the individual. And therefore, it's very understandable. Since the Lachmei Toida are an obligation that is on the individual, so we see that the mechanics, so to speak, of a Karma Toida are very different than the mechanics of a carbon with Mechus Nesachim. Here it's connected to the carbon, here it's connected to the individual, and therefore we would maybe not be able to learn one from the other. That's why we have to have a pasuk that connects them. But ask the Gemara, Omai Shnamai El Nazir. We know that the Nazir has to bring a carbon shlomim, that the Ikeh Bahadi Lechem, that he has to bring with it 20 loaves, and yet the Ayel Nazir Boy Nesachim. So we see the fact that there's an obligation to bring loaves doesn't take away the obligation to bring Nesachim, answers the Gemara. Talk about the Kamina. As we just said, the Ayel Nazir only has 2 times 10, 20 chalas. However, by the Lachmei Toida, Hacha Arba Minim, there are 44 times 10. And therefore, the halacha is not the same, Kamash Malan, that the Ayel, that the Toida still has to bring the Sachem. So Mepharshim tried to explain why is there a difference if there's 20 chalas or 40 chalas, why should that make a difference? So I saw that Mepharshim explained what is the concept behind the obligation to bring Mechus Nesachim. And they explain the concept behind Mechus Nesachim is that we know that what is the purpose of a carbon. A carbon is to make us closer to Hashem, to help us become closer to Hashem. So not only do we have to bring an animal to make us come closer to Hashem, but we also have to bring Mechus Nesachim. We also have to bring from what grows from the earth. So therefore, the way to understand the Gemara is as follows. Perhaps when we're only bringing 20 chalas, that isn't enough of a manifestation of showing our closeness to Hashem. And therefore, even though the 20 chalas of the Nazir were brought, there's still an obligation to bring the Mechus Nesachim. But by the carbon toida, we were bringing a total of 40 chalas. So that is a very strong showing of closeness to Hashem with things that grow from the ground. And therefore, perhaps we wouldn't have to bring anything more to show that closeness. Teaches us the Torah that no, we still have to bring the Mechus Nesachim as well. We learned in the Braisa that the Torah teaches us the Oila, that by carbon Oila there's an obligation to bring Mechus Nesachim. But ask the Gemara, the Licht of Rachmana, why wouldn't it be enough that the Torah writes the words V'fali Neder of an Adava, that that would teach us that all Kabbanis have a Chiv and Mechus Nesachim, V'lobay Oila, and there is no need for the Torah to say the word Oila, that we should need that we have an obligation to bring a Mechus Nesachim by Oila. And as the Rishonim point out, even though we learned in the Braisa that we learn from the word Oila that a carbon mincha doesn't have a chiv Mechus Nesachim, so say the Rishonim, we could have learned the exclusion of a carbon mincha from the word Zevach. Why do we don't need the word Oila for that purpose? And therefore the Gemara's question is, why does the Torah have to say the word Oila? Answers the Gemara, Ila kas rachman Oila, had the Torah not said the word Oila, have a mina, we would think to learn the pasuk in the following manner. Vasisim ishel Hashem is a klal. Lefala neder of an adova is a prat. Lasis reich nichoyach is again a klal.
And we have a rule throughout Shas. Klal prat the klal, yat don alakan a prat. We compare it to the detail. Ma prat mefurish, dovashem baalachet. What are we talking about? Something that doesn't come for an aveira. Af kol shein baalachet. So too, anything that doesn't come, any carbon that doesn't come because of an aveira, there's a chiv of mechus nesachim. And therefore, oitzi, we would have excluded chatzis for asham, that a chatzis for asham don't have mechus nesachim because shein bon al chet, because they're brought because somebody transgressed an aveira. Avi, however, perhaps we should include b'choru maisu pesach shein bon al chet, that these kabbalas don't come because any aveira committed, that they should have a chiv of mechus nesachim. That's why the Torah says the word oila, to teach us that only a carbon that comes because of a voluntary donation has a chi of mechus nesachim, not a carbon that we're obligated to bring. Ask the Gemara. So hashtag the ksiv oila. So now that we're learning from the word oila, klal prat maimarasvei. In other words, if the word oila excludes b'chara maisa, and it also obviously excludes chattas and asham, so why do we need the klal prat? What does the klal prat come to teach us? Answers the Gemara. Ma prat mefurish, the prat has come to teach us that when is there a chiv to bring mechus nesachim in a situation she'en mechuyev oim, we're not obligated. Af kol, any time when we have a carbon that en mechuyev oim, that I wasn't obligated to bring, even though it isn't, as we'll see in a moment, a regular situation, there is a chiv of mechus nesachim. Lahavi, which means to include vlogs kachim. And as the Rishonim explained, we're talking about the child of a carbon shlomim. It can't be the child of an oila, because we know that a carbon oila is always a zachar. It can't be a chatos, because we just finished learning there is no chiv minchas nesachim by chatos. A shlomim can come from a nekeva, and a shlomim can have has a chiv minchas nesachim. And the pasuk is coming to teach us that even though this wasn't the actual animal that we donated, but since it comes from a carbon shlomim, it has the same din as a carbon shlomim, and therefore just like a carbon shlomim has an obligation to have minchas nesachim, so too will the v'lodas kachim. V'tumarasam, we're going to speak about many times. The Torah says lo yamarenum. The halacha is that if you have an animal that was designated for carbon, you may not substitute it with another carbon. But the Torah says vim homo yamar, if you do so, for hayahu usmarasa yakadish, then both animals are going to be kadosh. And the Bryce is teaching us that since the tumura has the same rule as the original, so if the original animal was designated for carbon that has an obligation to bring minchas nesachim, so too will there be such an obligation on the tumura. And as the Meshech Chacham explains, he says, as we learned at the beginning of the Masechta on Davov, the Rav Shimon explains why indeed does a carbon chatas not have an obligation to have minchas nesachim. So Rav Shimon said, the Torah doesn't want that carbon that came because a person did an aveira should be beautified with the mechus nesachim. So since, as we just explained, in bringing the tumura, it also involves doing an aveira, because the Torah says lo yamarenu, that we don't want such a substitution. So therefore, we would think since an aveira was committed here, there should be no mechus nesachim. Teaches us the Torah that no, the tumura of a carbon that has a chiv mechus nesachim also has to have a mechus nesachim. V'ayla abam and ha-maiser, as we just learned in our previous year, the maiser and the nesachim go to be brought for oilus keitz and mizbeach, and the Bryce is teaching us that oilus keitz and mizbeach has a chiv nesachim. V'ashim shenitik l'riyah. We've learned that the Torah speaks of, that there's a halacha of chomesh chatas meisis, that under certain circumstances the halacha is that an animal that was brought as a carbon chatas is taken out to die. By an asham, such an animal is not taken out to die, but rather it's taken l'ri'iyah. That means, for example, let's say somebody designated an animal for carbon asham, and it got lost, and therefore the owner used a different animal, or the owner died before the carbon could be brought. The halacha is that that animal should be left to graze, and then when it becomes blemished, with the proceeds, one should buy a, put it into the chest for oilus kates and mizbeach. But we also learned the halacha is that if someone, instead of doing so, took this actual carbon ashram, took this animal, and brought it on the mizbeach as a carbon oila, it's fine. And therefore, the Brayis is teaching us that when you do such an act, that carbon also would have to have miches nesachim. And the next case is kol hazvachim shenizbechu shlo l'shmot, as we've learned so many times, going back to the first Mishnah Masechta Zvachim. Kol hazvachim shenizbechu shlo l'shmot, all kavanot that were brought shlo l'shmot, sheirim akasher el shlo olu l'balim l'shem chayvim, the owners don't get credit for it. It teaches us this brisa that when one brings such a carbon, he has to bring along with it the miches nesachim. Tosfos is troubled with this last case, because Tosfos says a carbon, as we just said, that was brought shelo lishma is a valid carbon, and since it's a valid carbon, certainly there's a chiyuv to bring miches nesachim. So why must the Braisa teach us this case? And in fact, because of this kasha, Tosfos says that this is not really a chiddush. This last case doesn't represent a chiddush that there would be a chiyuv of miches nesachim. However, I did see that the Mefarshim do explain how to understand Tosfos. I saw a beautiful explanation. The Mefarshim explain that what we're learning here is that when we go back to this basic halacha, that if a carbon was brought shaloi l'shma, it's a kosher carbon, al-shaloi olu l'balim l'shem chayvah. It's really hard to understand that halacha explained Achroinim. Wasn't the carbon brought shaloi l'shma? And isn't the fact that the carbon was brought shaloi l'shma a reason to disqualify the carbon? And therefore the Achroinim suggest that indeed the carbon is a disqualified carbon. Just what? Even though it's a disqualified carbon, the Torah teaches us a special rule that this disqualified carbon should have the rule that there's a heter hakrova, that it may be brought in the mizbeach. In other words, they're teaching us that there's a whole new category of carbon here. We have a category of a carbon that there is, you're not fulfilling your obligation, but you may bring it on the mizbeach. So since we have this entirely new category of carbon, we would think that this category of carbon doesn't have a chiyuv of miches nesachim. Teaches us the Torah that it does still have the chiyuv to bring along with it miches nesachim. The Rambam seems to also be troubled with what is the chiddush in this case. And the Rambam seems to be saying that only in a case where the nesachim were already separated and then the person brought the carbon shaloi l'shma, there will there be a halacha that the miches nesachim should be brought along. But if the miches nesachim were not previously designated, there perhaps would not be a chiyuv to bring along with the carbon that was brought shaloi l'shma a miches nesachim. Another way that the Mefarshim suggest is that the case that the Gemara is referring to is where a person, we know, and we've discussed this more, that every type of animal has a different amount of nesachim that has to be brought with it. And a case of shaloi l'shma would be that, let's say, somebody had slaughtered a ram, but he had in mind a sheep. So what is the amount of nesachim that he should bring along? Teaches us the Braisa that the amount of nesachim are the nesachim brought for a ram, not the amount of nesachim brought for a sheep, even though when he brought the carbon, he had in mind a sheep, not a ram. We learned at the end of the previous shiur that the Torah uses the words oy in the Torah used the word oy in the pasuk min habakor oy min hatzoyim to teach us that when one is obligated to bring a korban oyla, he only has to bring one animal min habakor oy min hatzoyim. Says the Gemara, now that we focused on the word oy, the hash of the amrit oyla drasha. Ask the Gemara on a number of times that the Torah says the word oy. What are we going to learn from every case? Lefala neda amidavar lomeli. What does the Torah say the word lefala neda amidavar lechalkam to separate them? What are we learning from here? Answers the Gemara, it's true. Because we would think salkadat chamina. When is there an obligation to bring a mechas nesachim ademais and neda v'nedavar? Until the person brings a carbon both in the form of a neder and in the form of a nedava. As we've learned many times, the difference between a neder and a nedava is a neder is when somebody says, haray alai carbon, he obligates himself to bring a carbon. And there the halacha is that if something were to happen to the animal that he designated, he would have to replace it. A nedava, on the other hand, is when somebody says, haray zu. There the halacha is that if something happens to that animal, he doesn't have to replace it. So we would think that the obligation to bring a mechas nesachim is only in the case where somebody is bringing both a neder and a dover. Ademais neder and a dover. Unless somebody brings both a neder and a dover, loy lebay nesachim, he shouldn't have to bring nesachim. Kamash malam. That's why the pasuk comes to teach us that I see neder l'chudei lebay nesachim. If somebody brings a neder by himself, just a neder alone, he has to bring the sachim. Or ice nedava, if he brings the nedava alone, it requires the sachim. So Mefarshim point out, going back to the issue that we've been discussing in our shiurim, that from here it seems that the obligation of the sachim is not connected to the carbon, but rather it's connected to the individual. And therefore the Gemara is assuming that only which individual is mechuyev to bring mechas nesachim. Only such an individual who has an obligation to bring both a neder and a nedava. But an individual that doesn't have such a strong obligation, perhaps he doesn't have to bring a mechas nesachim, kamashmalan, that he has to. And that's how we're going to learn the entire Gemara. Ask the Gemara. There's a fundamental machlokes between Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonasan. According to Rabbi Yoshia, even where the Torah doesn't say the word yachtov, it means that the things are not to be brought together. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yoshia, we understand why the Torah, whenever the Torah lists two things together, even if the word yachtov is not used, Rabbi Yoshia says we should understand that the Torah means that everything should be brought. That's why we need the word oy. Ela Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yonasan, unless the Torah uses the word yachtov, we don't assume that the Torah means everything should be brought. So why would we think that you have to have, if the Torah would have just said neder v'nedava, given that the Torah doesn't use the word yachtov, we would already know according to Rabbi Yonasan that you don't have to bring, that you don't have to have both to be a chayiv for mechas nesachim. Again, according to Rabbi Yoshia, even if the Torah doesn't use the word yachtov, we ought to understand as if it meant yachtov. And therefore we can understand the Gemara that we just learned very well. Because the Torah would have just said neder u'nedava, we would think you need to have both. That's why the Torah has to add the word oy. But according to Rabbi Yonasan, even if the Torah would have just said neder u'nedava, we would already know it means either or. So why do I need oy? Answers the Gemara. Salkadat kamina. Aisin nadal l'chudei l'boi nesachim. Aisin nadav l'chudei l'boi nesachim. Indeed, the nether requires nesachim for itself. The dover requires nesachim for itself. However, let's say a person is bringing kabonis. Aisin nether u'nedover. If somebody is bringing kabonis of a nether u'nedover, tisgib nesachim d'chad. One Michas Nesachim should be adequate. Again, following our explanation, because the Nesachim are connected to the individual, not to the Kabbonis, Kamash Malan,
that separate nesachim have to be brought. Continues the Gemara. So we're learning this way when the Torah uses the words oy b'mayadeichem lamali. What do we need the word oy there for to teach us? Answers the Gemara Sakadat Chumina Hanimilat Kamais Oyla b'neder v'shlamim b'nedava. In the case where somebody brought an oyla as a neder and a shlamim as a nedava, or inami ipcha, or vice versa. Aval hechad kamais oyla v'shlamim neder. He brings both an oyla and shlamim, but they were both brought as a neder, or inami. Oil of Ishlamim. He brought oil of Ishlamim, but they were both brought as a nedava. Since it's all under the general category of neder, shem neder echad, shem nedava achasi, there, tizglai ben nesachim dechad, one michas nesachim should be enough. Kamashwan oil of Medeched, that each carbon will have to have its own michas nesachim. Continues the Gemara. It says in the pasuk, Kain tasa ben baka oil of Yizavach, Lomali, what do we need that oil to teach us? Answers the Gemara Itzra. Salkadat Kamina Hanamila Hech Bekom Maisa Oil of Shlomim Benedr. But somebody brought oil and shlom under both as a nether. Inami Oil of Shlomim Benedr. We brought oil of Shlomim as a nedava. Aval Hech in a case, the Kamais is Shte Oilus. When he brings two carbon oilus, Chod Benedr, Chod Benedr, one as a nether and one as a nedava, since both of them are carbon oilus, or Inami Shte Shlomim, he brought two carbon shlamim. Just one was brought as a nether, ech ben nether, ech ben nedava. Since, ask the Gemara, eim shem shlam achasi, it's all under one category of shlamim, or shem oil achasi, it's under one category of oila, and therefore tizgleb and nesachim dechat, one michas nesachim in this case should be adequate, kamash malon, that we need to have separate nesachim, even though they're both carbon oilas, and both carbon shlamim, since one's a neder and one's a nedava. Continues the brisa. Lefal a neder shlamim lamali. What do we know from that oy? Answers the Gemara. Sakadat chumina. Hanimil hech the meisa shnei oilus. In a case, we brought two oilus. Chadim a neder v'chadim a nedava. Where one was a neder and one was a nedava. So here they're both carbon oilus. Inami shtei shlamim chadim a neder v'chadim a nedava. Aval hech the meisa shtei oilus v'neder. In a case where they're both the same type of carbon and they're both a nether, or shtei oilus b'nedava, you have two oilus, they're both the same carbon oila and they're both a nedava. Inami, shnei shlam b'nedav, shnei shlam b'nedava. So you have so much commonality that they're both the same type of carbon, and not only the same type of carbon, they're both also being brought as a nether or a nedava. Shem oila echahu, shem nether echahu. It's all on the one type of carbon and one type of donation. And here certainly, the Tizgleib and Nesachim Dechad, one Michas Nesachim should be enough. Kamash Malan, that's why the Braisa has to teach us that under all circumstances, the Torah has to teach us that under all circumstances, one, every carbon has its own separate Michas Nesachim. We learned at the end of the previous year that Rav Yonasan teaches us from the pasuk Menaboka Menatzayim to teach us that you have an obligation to bring from each one separately. That's Rav Yonasan, on the other hand, used that pasuk to teach us that you don't have to bring Michas Nesachim when you bring a bird. Rav Yonasan then learned from the word Oy Menatzayim that you only have to bring one animal to fulfill your chiv. Rabbi Yoshia, however, already knows that from the fact that the Torah didn't say the word yachtov. So once the Torah doesn't say the word yachtov, it's obvious that you don't have to bring both. So the Gemara's question is, so what will he learn from this pasuk? Haiman Abakim and Tzoyin, Lomeli, what will Rabbi Yoshia learn from this pasuk? Answers the Gemara, Sakadatach mina hani mili betray mini. When is this separate chiyuv minchas nesachim when you're bringing two different types of animals? Avo b'chad mina. If you're bringing one type of animal, perhaps dalochi is tizglei b'nesachim b'chad, that there one minchas nesachim is enough, kamash malon, that not. Answers the Gemara, asks the Gemara, but the pasuk says, kochu tasa lechad, that each carbon has separate chiyuv nesachim. But after all of these halacha, after all of these lemudim that we've just learned, that it's clear that every carbon has its own separate obligation. So ask the Gemara, therefore, what do we need this pasuk to teach us? Answers the Gemara, we would think perhaps, when are there separate obligations when you were magdish all the kabbonis at the same time? Avul basachas, if you were magdish a number of kabbonis at the same time, there, tizgoy ben asachim dechad, one mechus nasachim is enough, kamash one, that one mechus nasachim is not enough. So we've been learning that a chattas and asham don't require a mechus nasachim. The only exception, says the Gemara quoting the Mishnah, is chattasoy shal mitzayroi v'shamay, the chattas and asham of a mitzayra do require nasachim. Before we go further and we discuss this halacha, it's interesting to point out, we know there are people that say kabbonis, there are people who say kabbonis every morning. The question is, when you say the kabbonis, and we mention, and we should mention, the chiv nesachim, for as we're learning in our sugya, clearly there's a strong obligation to bring mechus nesachim with every carbon. The question is the nesachim mentioned once, or as we find actually by Karban Musaf on Yontif, when we speak about the nesachim, we don't mention the nesachim separately by every carbon that's mentioned, or is the nesachim to be mentioned by every carbon separately? Actually, the question is really connected to the nusach that people use in their tefillah, because there are many people that after they speak about every individual carbon, they say Yirotzen Kilo Krafti Oila, Yirotzen Kilo Krafti Shlomo. So if somebody, explained the Paiskin, says that Yirotzen, so that separates every carbon from each other, and therefore the Nesachim should be mentioned separately in each carbon. The people, however, who don't say a separate Yirotzen, should not say, don't have to mention the Nesachim separately. They can mention the Sachin once for all the Kabbonis that are said. But actually, this question is a much more fundamental question. Because as we've been learning, the halacha is that by Karbon Asham, you don't say, we don't bring the Sachin. But our Gemara is going to teach us that the Asham Mitzayra is, you do carry with them a chiv mechus nesachim. The question that the Achroyim discussed is, does an Oshem Toli have a chiv of mechus nesachim? On one hand, one would suggest, as is clear in our Gemara, that normally Karban Oshem doesn't have a chiv of mechus nesachim. But on the other hand, an argument could be made that it should have a chiv mechus nesachim. Because as the Gemara says, that Misnadav Adam Oshem Toloi Kol Yoy, the Gemara Masechta Klisa says that Rav Elezer holds that a person could donate a carbon Oshem Toloi, even though he didn't specifically do something that obligates him to bring an Oshem Toloi. But if he's concerned that maybe he did an Aveira and he's bringing an Oshem Toloi, he could donate an Oshem Toloi. So an Oshem Toloi falls into the category of a carbon that one brings minadova, if that is the halacha, that it's in that category, as we're learning in our Gemara, any carbon that comes b'neder u'b'nadova has a chiv and ashram tali. So there, the question would have a double relevance to us when we say kabbonis. What do I mean? Number one, the halacha is, the poskim say, that a person, when he says kabbonis, as I just said, could say after the oila, yirotzen kilo krafti oila, after the shlomim, he could say yirotzen kilo krafti shlomim. However, after the chatos, you can't say yirotzen kilo krafti chatos. Because as we've learned many times, you can't donate a karbon chatos. So you can't just say yirotzen kilo krafti chatos unless you're certain mechuyev in a karbon chatos. Now the question is, when one says the parshas asham,
Does can he say he rots and kill crafty usha? If we follow the opinion that you could donate an Ashim Tali, as Rebbe Lezer teaches us in the Sech Decreases. So then when somebody says the parashas Asham, he could say you rots and kill a crafty Asham, because we have a right to donate the Ashim Tali every day. Furthermore, he would be able to say the parashas Nesachim, and as we've been learning, if you say a separate Yehirotzen after every carbon, you say the Nesachim after every carbon, the person who says the Yehirotzen after the carbon Asham, obviously holds that he's bringing an Ashim Tali, and also could also perhaps follow the opinion that since an Ashim Tali is a donated carbon, because otherwise how could he say Yehirotzen, should be Chayiv Nesachim. So the person that says the Yehirotzen should say the parasha of Nesachim as well after the parasha of saying the Asham. So again, as we learned in the Mishnah, the Chatosah Shavitzayr V'Shamay Pa Nesachim. Ask the Ramanani really, from where do we know this halacha? The Tan Rabbanan. The Pasuk says regarding the Kabbanah of the Mitzayra, Shloisha Yisroinim Soilus Mincha, says the Braisa, the Mincha Ba'a Mezeva Kos Medavid. The Torah is teaching us that the Mitzayra brings a Mechas Nesachim. Ask the Braisa, at the Omer of the Mincha Ba'a Mezeva, is indeed that the halacha that it brings a Mechas Nesachim? Or Eina Ella, the Mincha Ba'a Befnei Atzma. Maybe the Torah is teaching us that the Mitzayra has to bring a carbon mincha. And as the Mepharshim point out, there are fundamental differences between a mechas nesachim and a carbon mincha. Not just in the amount of oil that's used, but besides in the amount of oil that's used, much more fundamental difference, where the mechas nesachim we know is completely put on the mizbeach. A carbon mincha, as we've been learning, the kaimitz is burnt on the mizbeach, and the rest is eaten by the kahanim. And therefore the Braisa wants to know, when the Torah says that the Mitzayrah brings the Karban Mincha, what does the Torah mean? Does it mean a regular Karban Mincha, or does it mean the Mechas Nesachim? Answers the Braisa, showing when the Torah says, V'hel ha'koines ha'oilo v'se mincha. So the Torah connects the Mincha to the Karban. Have a Omer, the Mincha ba ma'zevach ha'kos medaba. The Torah is teaching us that it's referring to Mechas Nesachim. V'adayim, continues the Braisa, any midaya, in tuna nesachim imlav. Now we've established it's a mechas nesachim, but as the Rishonim explained, the Braisa is asking, maybe wine doesn't have to come along. Because, again, following the svaros that we've been saying in our shir, since wine represents that somebody did a chshivas, and here we're talking about a person that is a mitzora, maybe it's inappropriate that wine should be brought along with his carbon. Tamloim, that's what the Torah says. The yain la nesach revius a hin, tasa la oila oila zevach la kevis echem. Oila is referring to the oil of Mitzayra. Zevach refers to the chattis Mitzayra. Oila zevach is coming to teach us about the osh Mitzayra and teaches that all three of these kabbanas have an obligation to bring along with them mechas nesachim. Ask the Gemara, why do we need to have a separate pasuk for the chattis of the Mitzayra and the Asham of the Mitzayra? Why can't we learn both of these out from the word Zevach, Domamar, and we have such a precedent that we can learn chattis and Asham from the same pasuk? Because the halacha is that when the Nazir completes his Naziris, the halacha is that his hair is shaved and it should be put under the fire beneath the carbon shlom. But the Gemara teaches us that how do we know that if it was put under the fire of the Chattis or Asham, it's also fine? Chattis, Asham, Menayim. How do we know we could put it under the fire of the Chattis or the Asham? Tamalayim, Zevach. So we see that we could learn both Kabbanas from one word. Why over here do we have to have separate word for the Chattis and separate word for the Asham? Answers the Gemara. Hani mili. The Tavayis HaDavinim. Over there, the Chattis and Asham are both here, there to make him permitted. The Asham is brought by the Nazir, who became Tomei during his term, and it allows him to start counting his Naziris again. The Chattis of a Nazir Tar is here to permit him to drink wine and to shave. So they're both in the category of machshirim aval hecha in a case the asham lachachshir v'chatos lachaper in the case where the asham tzayra is coming to be machshirim. And the Mefarshim go on to explain what does it mean to be machshir. Some say that the Mitzayr is not allowed to come into the Machna. Only after he brings the Osham may he come into the Machna. Others say that until he brings the Osham, he's not allowed to eat Kachim. Others say that until he brings the Osham, he can't bring the Chatos. So it's a Machshir for the Karban Chatos. And the Chatos is here with Chaper. So they carry two different purposes. So I can't learn one from the other. I can't but learn them both from one pasuk. That's why bina trei kroy. The Farshim, the Rishonim discuss at great length that here the Gemara is saying that the purpose of the chatas of the mitzayra is lechaper, because we know mitzaras comes for aveira. Many Gemaras seem to say that the chatas of the asham is also a machshir. So some say that's actually a machloikis hasugis if it is l'chaper or l'hachshir. Others say that after we finish learning our Gemara, that's exactly what our Gemara is teaching us, that the purpose of the chatos is l'hachshir, and therefore it's in the same category as the osham. And others say that the chatos of a mitzayra is both a mechaper and a machshir, whereas the osham is only a machshir. Continues the Gemara, Zavach Zuchatis Mitzayra. The pasuk comes to teach us that the Zavach, that the Chatis Mitzayra, has to have Mechus Nesachim, as we learned in the Braisa. Veima, Zuchatis for Oshim the Nazir. Maybe it's come to teach us that the Chatis and Oshim of the Nazir require Mechus Nesachim. Vesakadata, the Tanya, Mechosam Veneskeyam. The Torah speaks, this is a pasuk by a Nazir. The Torah is telling us that the oil and the shlomo of the Nazir require nesachim. At oil and the shlomo, ayena fil chatas. Maybe the chatas of a Nazir also requires nesachim. Tamalomer, v'sa ayol yas zevach shlomon umechosoi v'neskosoi. Ayol, the ayol of the Nazir was amongst all the others. Lama Yotza, why did the Torah single it out? Lakshlo. My ayol miyuchad. The ayol is talking about a shlomim, which is brought, b'nedim nedavah. Ach ka b'nedim nedavah. Only the kabbonis of a Nazir that can be brought, b'nedim or nedavah, require nesachim. The chatas and asham, which are not in the category of kabbonis, as we've been learning, the kam b'nedim u'b'nedavah, don't have chiyuv of nesachim, the chatas and asham of a nazir. Oila, zu oila mitzayra. We learned the oila, the pasuk oila, times to teach us that oila's mitzayra has mechus nesachim. Veima, ask the Gemara, zu oila yaledis. Maybe that it's the oila yaledis and not the oila's mitzayra. Alma baya, oila's yaledis. The chiv for oila yaledis to bring the sachim. Masef the Kron Nafka. The Tanya of Nosn Omer, Lekeves, the Torah says for a lamb, Zoyal Yeledis. You know that when a woman has a child, for the first 7 days by boy, for the first 14 days by girl, she's Tamei. Then for the next 33 days by boy, and 66 days for a girl, she's Tahar. And then she has to bring Kabbonas. And here the Torah is teaching us that this Yoyla comes with Michas Nesachim. Koachat, Zoyachat as Maisesh Shamaisesh Kram Shlomim. The halacha is that the tenth animal is Meiser. The Torah is teaching us that, let's say, the halach is that, let's say, someone confused the ninth and the tenth and the 11th, getting mixed up, which one is the Chiv, which one is the Meiser, which one is the tenth animal. The halach is all three animals are Kadosh. The animal that actually went out tenth is the Meiser. The ninth and 11th are shlomim. Teaches us the Braisa that these carbon shlomim are mechuyev mechus nesachim. Why do we need a special limit? If the carbon shlomim And we've been learning in our shir that carbon shlomim has a chiv nesachim. So this certainly has a chiv nesachim. Answers the Gemara. Shlomitzin la b'kol ha'tayra she'etafel kol ha'minikr. As we just explained, the entire obligation of this carbon emanated from a chiv maisa. And as we learned earlier in our shir, by maisa there is no chiv mechas nesachim, because maisa is an obligation that we have to give. So we would think that since they emanated from maisa, there's no chiv mechas nesachim here. That's why the Torah teaches us that there is a chiv mechas nesachim. Rav Amar, Rav continues, Eze dover shetzorach shloish rebuyin. Where does the Torah teach, where do we need to teach us that there are three psukim, that there's a chiv mechas nesachim? Have a oimer, it's coming to teach us by the Mitzorah. The Mitzorah has to bring a chatos, an osham, an oila. The Torah comes to teach us that all three of these kabonas are mechuyiv nesachim. The nazir, who brings four kabonas, chatos, oila, osham, and shlomim, an osham by a nazir who became tamei, and a chatos, oila, and shlomim for a nazir who's tar, doesn't have, since there are only three psukim, and he has four kabonas, that's how we say the nazir has a chiv, not the Mitzara has the chiv, not the nazir. La'ayil, the Torah says the word ayil. Ask the Mar, what do we need the word ayil to teach us? Lomali, Amar Sheshes, L'rabbis, Ayla Shal Aaron. It comes to teach us that the ayil that Aaron brought from his own funds for carbon has to have Mechas Nesach. Ask the Gemara, Ayla Shal Aaron, that any carbon that's brought on the yontif has to have a chiv, has a chiv carbon, has a chiv mechas nesachim. Answer the Gemara, sakadat kamina hanimil the tzibur, only when it's brought as a tzibur carbon. Avol the yachid, this is a carbon yachid mloy, there should be no chiv to bring a carbon mechas nesachim along with it. That's why the Torah teaches us that there is such a chiv. But ask the Gemara, well, ma'ishtam ha'oyla yoledes, why is this different than oil of a yoledes, which also is in the carbon of an individual, and yet has a chiv mechas nesachim? Answers the Gemara, salkadat chanina, hanin yoledov she'en l'kvulu zman. Certainly it doesn't have a specific time when it should be brought. The yoledes, av yoledov she'kvulu zman, something that has a specific time, a maloi, doesn't have a chiv or mechas nesachim. Kamash malon, that's why the Torah teaches us that this carbon does have a chiv or mechas nesachim. It's interesting. From here we see that the word moyadechem comes to teach us about a carbon brought on Yom Kippur. Even though it's a very big machlokes rishonim, if the word moyadechem also refers to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Actually, we don't say that it refers to Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah, and that's why we don't say on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur in the Tefillah Vasyenu Hashem Alkenu as Birkas Mayadecha, because Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are not considered Mayadim. Here the Gemara does use the word Mayad for Yom Kippur. So Mefarshim explain that the word Mayad has two meanings. One is that it means a specific time, and Mayad also means gathering. So Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are certainly come at specific times, and that's why they're in the category of Mayadim. But they aren't in the category of Mayadim, whereas by Sholosh Regalim we know that Allah is that they all have to, we all have to gather in Yerushalayim to be Oyla Regal. That halacha does not apply by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The Torah used the word Oyla Ayil, Lomeli. What do we leave the oil? The rabbis is Pelegas. A Pelegas, according to most Rishonim, is as follows. The Torah speaks about a keves, which is an animal, a male sheep, in its first year. An Ayil is a ram, which is in the second year. And a Pelegas is during the 13th month. Others say it's till the end of the second year. Others say it's the last day of the 13th month. But we're going to learn that a Pelegas is the sheep in its 13th month to teach us that there's a chiv mechas nesachim by this animal as well. Ask the Gemara. There's a very big machlokes. How does the Torah look at a Pelegas? So according to Rabbi Yochanan, in fact, asked the Gemara, Dami Bar Yehu, that's a separate animal. So that's why we need a pasuk to teach us that this animal has a chiyuv mechus nesachim, the tanina, the tan. As the Mishnah teaches us in Masechta the para, hikriva, if somebody brought a pelegus as a carbon, meiva oilav niska ayil, he brings along the nesachim of the big, we know, as we said earlier, the bigger the animal, the bigger the nesachim. So he brings along the niska of ayil, ve'ena oilav zifchay. If he was obligated, if he had promised to bring a kevis or an ayil, he doesn't fulfill his obligation with a pelegus. From Rabbi Yochanan said in explaining the Mishnah, Oila Ayil, the Rebbe says Pelegus. He teaches us that Pelegus is considered an independent category, a third category of sheep, and therefore you can't fulfill your obligation of a Kevis or Ayil with a Pelegus. Ela Bapada asked the Gemara, according to Bapada, he learned that a Pelegus is a Sophic. We don't know if it's an Ayil or a Kevis. Dama Maisu Masni. You make it tonight. And you say that if it's an ayil, if it's a keves, the extra, the sochin, should be looked as an adava. If it's an ayil, this is the amount of the sochin I have to bring. So it's either ayil or a keves. So we don't know, but a Kadosh Baruch Hu does know what it is. So why do we need a special pasuk to be marba a suffix? It's only a suffix to us. It's not a suffix to the Torah. It's a kral levui sveika. Answers the Gemara indeed. Vadil barpada kasha. According to barpada, there's a question. Why do we have to have a pasuk? This pasuk teach us. Kachal continues the Gemara. Yas l'shar echad alayil echad olaseb kvasim abeizin l'shar echad matam alayma. Answers the Gemara. L'fishim tzim shechil kakosav beniske ayil and niske kevis. As we've been saying, the ayil, which is bigger, has larger nesachim than the kevis. Yochel nechalik beniske par leniske egel. Perhaps also there should be a difference between the nesachim that come with a par, which is an ox in its second year, versus an egel, which is a calf in its first year. Tamaloymer b'shar echad by an ox, whether it's in its first year or second year, the nesachim of the son are the same. Oyla ayil ma tamaloymer. Since the Torah distinguishes between the nesachim of a kevis, which is in its first year, and an ayil, which is in its second year, yochel, maybe there's also a difference in the nesachim beniskim ben shtayim and niskim ben shalosh, between this sheep in its second year or its third year. Once it's in its second year, the nesachim always remain the same. Oyla seba kvasim ma tamaloyma. The fish in the tzim shechilah kosev by niske kaavas and niske ayol, a sheep in its first year and its second year, yachol nechal be kisvin by niske kisul and niske rechela, that we should do the same not just by a male, by a female as well. There's a difference between its first year and its second year. Tamalayma oil sabak kvasim by the female, the same nesachma brought, no matter what age it is. I be izim ma tamalayma. Again, there's a difference between the sheep in the male sheep in its first year and its second year. Maybe there's a difference between a young goat in its first year and a sawyer goat in its second year. All goats have the same nesach. Amra Papa says the Gemara Bodik on Rava. Rava tested us with the following question. Nisqim Rukhaila Bakama. How much Nisakam are brought by a young female sheep? And we answered from the Mishnah Masech, the Shkolim, which teaches us that they had chests, they had a way of selling Nisakam. Gedi, the same amount of Nisakam that were brought by the Gedi, by the goat, Mishamish Nisitsoim. Shall the doilim and shall the tanim, big or small, shall the charm, shall the kevis, chutz mishalayim. So we see that all animals have the same nesachim, unless it's the ayil, which is the second year male sheep, for that from then and on it has larger nesachim.